قال الشيخ العلامة رحمه الله.
قال الشيخ العلامة رحمه الله, the writer of the book as we started last week regarding fasting, he said,
ولا يصوم يوم الشك ليحتاط
به رمضان. ولا يصوم يوم الشك. This is a debatable concept, but it's stronger that you don't fast on doubtful day, which is, let's say, today is the 29th of Sha'ban, and then there were debate out there, well, tomorrow is going to be first, tomorrow is not first of Ramadan, then people are debating on that, but there is no certainty, you cannot fast on that day, all right? So that's what it meant to, with وَلَا يُسَامُ يَوْمُ الشَّكِي لِيَخْطَاتُ بِهِ رَمِمِ رَمَضَانِ, so that it does not be confused with Ramadan, all right? It does not be confused with Ramadan. But as I made mention, there is hadith that said, مَنْ صَامَ يَوْمَ الَّذِي يَشُكُّ فِيهِ فَقَدْ أَصَابَ الْقَاسِمُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. This hadith is Ammar ibn Yasir. He said that whoever fasts on the day of doubtful, that person has indeed disobeyed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Having said that, also remember there are companions who have fasted on that day. Alright? So these are what we're talking about earlier. Sometimes there are a hadith that even within among the companions they have debate upon. So when you are talking about your opinion, don't quickly rush in conclusion in condemning others. Alright? So that is number one. No fasting on the day of doubtful, so that it's not combined or mistakenly to be part of Ramadan.
وَيَجُوزُ صِيَامُهُ لِلتَّطَوِّعِ وَالنَّذْرِ إِذَا صَادَفَ.
نعم. وَيَجُوزُ صِيَامُ لِلتَّطَوِّعِ. But if you are a person who always does fasting, example, you fast every Thursday and Monday, all right? And it happens, today being Wednesday or today being Sunday is the 29th of Sha'ban. So there are possibility that tomorrow is Ramadan or not. But you are someone who always fast on Monday or Thursday. In that situation, you are allowed to do that. That is the tatawwu. Okay? Or one nazar. Or maybe you are somebody who said, for example, Ya Allah, I want you to give me this and that and that. If you give me that, I'm going to fast 3 days to show appreciation for you. And Allah gave you that. So you fast first day, second day, the third day happened to be the day of shirk. All right? You can do your fasting to complete. All right? So that is another day. It doesn't matter. That's why I said, Izaa Sadafa. If it happens to be the day of doubt, but you already have a fasting that needs to be complete, you can do that.
ويستحب الإمساك في أوله ليتحقق الناس الرؤية.
الرؤية. Now this situation is very important. If we all agree in town that tomorrow is doubtful because we couldn't sight the moon, but we're still not sure. So everyone should wake up in the morning with what? Without eating and drinking, with the intention of imsak, holding on. You are not to fast, but you got up in the morning. Hold on from eating and drinking. Do not eat or drink. Just in case when you wake up in the morning and it happens that moon has been sighted somewhere, you refrain from eating or drinking as per respect to the month of Ramadan. If the morning comes, day is around 10 and no one confirmed that moon has been sighted somewhere, then you can eat your breakfast and continue the day. Now,
فإن ارتفع النهار
فإن ارتفع النهار ولم تظهر رؤية أفطر الناس. If the sun comes out, alright, it's morning, and no any information about moon being sighted, أفطر الناس. People can break their, they can have breakfast because they only did that as part of respect for the month of Ramadan, just in case.
ولا يفطر من ذرعه القيء إلا أن يعالج
خروجه فعليه القضاء. Now, لا يفطر من ذرعه القيء. القيء, vomit. Whoever vomit just came out accidental. The person should not break the fast. You just spit whatever came out, rinse their mouth. Fasting is still intact. إلا أن يعالج خروجه. But if you intentionally dipped your hands down your throat and then you vomited, in that situation, your fasting is considered nullified, but you're only making up that day after Ramadan. Naam.
وَلَا يُفْتِرُ مَنْ اِحْتَلَمَ
وَلَا يُفْتِرُ مَنْ اِحْتَلَمَ وَلَا مَنْ اِحْتَجَمَ. So first of all, this hadith of Abu Hurairah, which is, who said, مَنْ ذَرَعَهُ الْقَيْءُ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَضَى. Whoever accidentally vomited does not need to make up the fasting. That is the previous discussion, okay? But if you intended, then in that situation, your fasting is gone. And he said also, وَلَا يُفْتِرُ مَنْ اِحْتَلَمَ. If a person is fasting and then he slept daytime and had a wet dream, he should not break the fast. Fasting is still intact because he did not plan for that. And the same thing, man ihtajama, a person who had hijama, which is a cupping. Normally it's discouraged but not haram in the month of Ramadan. And the discouragement is to avoid weakness because you're going to lose some blood and that can cause dizziness and stuff like that. But it is not haram. So a person who has hijama or had a wet dream should not break their fast in the month of Ramadan. Fasting is still intact. Naam.
وَتُكْرَهُ الْحِجَامَهُ
وَتُكْرَهُ الْحِجَامَ لِلْمَرِيدِ. So a person who is not feeling sick and want to do hijama in Ramadan daytime is discouraged. خِيفَةَ التَّغْرِيرِ. Just fear of making the sickness worse or dizziness and weakness. That's the only reason, but there's no problem with that.
وَمِنْ شُرُوتِ صِحَةِ الصَّوْمِ.
As part of the conditions of fasting and niyyah, intention.
Yes.
And we know this, we spoke about this, every single thing that we do in Islam, intention is more important. So anybody in the month of Ramadan made intention, I'm going to fast to lose weight, they are not worshipping Allah. They have their own diet that they're doing. It has nothing to do with their ibadah. So the intention is a key thing. Or you woke up in the morning, the first day of Ramadan, not eating and drinking does not automate your fasting. You have to intend to fast before Fajr, then your fasting will be considered valid. And we spoke about this. Intention is always something that we do in our heart. We don't say it outwards. But we have a concept, an idea of words that we need to have in our mind. Mathalan, a person should say in his heart, نويت صوم رمضان فريدة ثلاثين يوما أو تسعة وعشرين يوما إلا ما منعني من مرض شديد أو سفر بعيد. You don't say these words, but you intend to fast for the sake of Allah 30 days or maybe 29 days, unless maybe if out of sickness or traveling that is so severe that you couldn't fast, then you will do it after. So the intention is supposed to be in your heart. You don't need to say it to anybody. Like the way some people will stand in prayer, I'm intending to pray Zuhur prayer today, the 4th of April. No, you don't need any date or anything. You're worshipping Allah. You don't need to tell anyone this. So, mahal niyya al-qalb. Naam. So that is one of the conditions of fasting, intention. As it came in the hadith of Umar, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Naam.
السَّابِقَاتُ لِلْفَجْرِ.
So the intention, سَابِقَةُ لِلْفَجْرِ, has to be done before Fajr. Prayer. سواء كان فردا أو نفلا. Whether the fasting is compulsory fasting, which is Ramadan, أو نفلا, or just optional or sunnah fasting that one chose for himself. As it came in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, من لم يجمع الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صيام له. Whoever does not intend for fasting before Fajr has no fasting. نعم. والنية الواحدة
والنية واحدة
كافية في كل صوم
يجب تتابعه.
So any fasting that comes in multitude, any fasting that comes more than one, for example, you have fasting in the month of Ramadan, which is the whole month. You have fasting that maybe you decided to do 3 days consecutively. You have fasting, مثلاً, you have like a kafara, which has multiple days. Those fasting that has multitudes, you don't need to intend one at a time. One intention covers the whole lot. So when you are fasting in the month of Ramadan, the first day when you intend to fast for the Ramadan, it covers from the first day till the last day. Naam. كَسْيَامِ رَمَضَانَ وَكَفَّارَ الظَّهَارَ وَالْقَتْلِ والنذر. So all this that fasting that has multiple days, one intention is enough. Okay.
Yep.
Or even fasting that you choose to do, I want to fast 3 days consecutively. You choose for yourself. Still, the intention one is enough for you.
والنذر ذي أوجبه المكلف.
Yeah. So والنذر, that's what we spoke about. Nذر is when you ask Allah something and He gave you with the intention that you're gonna fast in return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَأَمَّا صِيَامُهُ الْمَسْرُودُ وَالْيَوْمُ الْمُعَيَّنُ فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ تَبِيِّتِ فِيهِ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ.
No, so for example, if you fast, example, you fast every Thursday and every Monday, all right? Or maybe mid of the month. You cannot intend and say, from now onwards, every Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to fast, and then that intention becomes for every single Monday and Tuesday. No. Every Monday on Sunday, when you get up at night, the intention goes for the Monday. If it's Thursday, then of course Wednesday, Thursday morning before Fajr, you intend for that day. So any of those intention has to be individually before Fajr.
ومن شروط صحة الصوم النقاء من
دم الحيض والنفاس. Another condition of fasting is a woman to be free from menstruation or postnatal bleeding. So if she is in that situation, definitely she cannot fast.
فإن انقطع الدم الحيض والنفاس قبل الفجر ولو
بلحظة وجب عليها الصوم. فإن انقطع الدم الحيض, if the blood of menstruation stopped قبل الفجر, before فجر, ولو بلحظة, even if it's just a minute, وجب عليها الصوم ذلك اليوم, fasting for that day becomes compulsory on her. Now what you do is, you don't need to have ghusl before you intend to fast. So when the blood stops before Fajr and you have to eat your sahur, go have your sahur and then go and have a ghusl, then you can go and pray Fajr. Alright? So even if it's just a minute after at Fajr, before Fajr prayer, then automatically the fasting of that day becomes compulsory.
وَلَوْ لَمْ تَغْسِلْ إِلَّا بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ.
Even if she does not have a ghusl until after Fajr, it doesn't matter. She still have to fast for that day.
وتعاد النية إذا انقطعت.
So that is the difference. Because she stopped fasting because of the menstruation, she started with the intention. We said the intention one is enough. But in this situation, she started Ramadan with everyone. She intended to fast the month. But then the menstruation came. When the menstruation came, she has to stop fasting. So in this situation that she is now clean, she's going to start again, she will make the intention of the fasting again. All right? So وَتُعَادُ النِّيَّةُ لِمَنْ بَقِيَ أَوْ لِمَا بَقِيَ مِنْ صَوْمِهِ. So she will make the intention of the rest of the fasting. إِذَنْ قَطَعَتْ تَتَابُعُ بِالْمَرَضِ. The same thing applies to when a person got sick and stopped fasting. So when they came back, they will also do that. Same thing applies with nifas or hayd or shibuh dhalik. Or a person even traveled, all right? They were fasting with everyone and they traveled. The travel is a long journey that because of that, they couldn't fast. So when they got to their destination and they're going to start fasting again, they will start the intention for the rest of the month.
وَمِنْ شُرُوتِ صِحَةِ الصَّوْمِ الْأَقْلُ فَمَنْ لَا أَقْلُ لَهُ.
So وَمِنْ شُرُوتِ صِحَةِ الصَّوْمِ, another condition of fasting to be accepted is al-aql. A person has to be in a sound mind. And for your information, as we know in the hadith, رَفَعَ الْقَلَمُ عَنْ ثَلَاثِ, pen has been lifted on three people, and it's sabi hatta yablugh, a child until he reached the stage of puberty. Okay? وَأَنِ النَّائِمْ حَتَّى يَسْتَيْقِظْ. And the same thing applies to a person that is sleeping. If through the sleep, he stretched his hand, someone's mobile phone, he stole it and put it in his pocket in the sleep. Still, he's not considered a thief, because in the sleep, whatever you do, you will not be held responsible. Alright? And the third one, أَنِ الْمَجْنُونَ حَتَّى يُفِيقُ. And also, mentally ill or mad person, حَتَّى يُفِيقُ, until he got better, came back to his senses. So these three people, Islamically, will not be held accountable, anything that they do that is unacceptable. A child who has not reached the age of puberty, a person sleeping, and also a mad person, these three, رُفِعَ الْأَقْلَامُ عَنْهُمْ, the pen has been lifted on them, so they will not be punished for whatever they do in that situation.
كالمجنون.
So فمن لا عقل له كالمجنون. Whoever does not have mind, which means someone who is not in a sound mind, كالمجنون, like a mad person, والمغمى عليه, or someone who is intoxicated.
لا يصح منه صوم في
تلك الحالة. If the person is in that situation, fasting will not be compulsory on that person. ويجب على المجنون. But for a mad person, this is very strong, important thing we need to look at because it will sound odd for most. ويجب على المجنون. A person who is mentally ill or someone who is mad. Okay? إذا عاد إليه عقله. When he gets better, came back to his mind. ولو بعد سنين, even if it's after years, كثير, lots. What happened? أن يقضي أو يقضي ما فاته من الصوم في حالة الجنون. He will make up all the fasting that he missed when he was mentally ill. If the person is mad for 10 years, the day he got better, he will make up the fasting. He will start making up those fasting for all those 10 years. Now,
ومثله المغمى عليه الإذاء
أفاق. This is just to confirm the verse of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُومْهُ. This فَلْيَسُومْهُ is وَجُهُ الْإِسْتِدْلَالِ, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding, as long as you witness the month of Ramadan, you have to fast. Okay? فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُومْهُ. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا, if you are sick, أو على سفرٍ, or you are traveling, فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. You will make up the fasting later. Sickness, being mentally ill, is part of sickness. Are you with me? So don't say that, but it's not his fault. Yet Allah said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. Okay? If you are sick or traveling, then you will make it up. So a sick or mentally ill person, even if it's after 10 years, it is part of the sickness, then he will make it up when he gets better. That is the وجه الاستدلال for this hukum. Now,
ومن شروط الصحة
ومثله مغمى عليه إذا so the same thing applies to someone who is in a state of intoxication. When they also come back to their senses, they will make up just like the majnoon, like the mentally ill person. ومن شروط الصحة الصوم ترك الجماع. And also as part of the condition of fasting, no intercourse. So if a person is in the stage of fasting, no intercourse. لقوله تعالى, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the verse, فَالْآنَ بَاشِرُوهُنَّ. This verse came in the early stage of fasting. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, you know, we are not like you. You know, your stage in Islam, mashallah, tabarakallah, you're very close to Allah. Messages are coming to you directly. And for that matter, your iman is higher. We want to do something extraordinary in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, what do you want to do? They said, you know, the fasting is from morning till evening. He said, yes. Well, we are going to take it to the next level. In the evening, we are not going to even sleep at home. We want to avoid our wives in the month of Ramadan fully until Ramadan finish. The Prophet ﷺ said, no, but Allah said that it's morning till evening. After iftar, your wives become halal for you again. They said, no. We are not like you. We want more reward, Ya Rasulullah. So they started sleeping in the masjid. In one narration, it says that Sayyidina Umar, one day he said, it's been a while I slept home. I don't know how the family is doing. Let me just go and check. When he went, the family, he couldn't resist. He ended up being active and then came back for Fajr. When he came for Fajr, the problem was he came to the Prophet ﷺ crying. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm dead. He said, what happened? You can't be dead talking. He said, this is what happened. I went last night. I couldn't control myself. This is what happened between myself and my wife. You guys said you can. So what do I do? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a verse and then freed them and said, Allah has forgiven them and then said, from now, فَالْآنَ بَاشِرُهُنَّ, you can now go to them. That is when we got to know multiple guys in the masjid have been going home, sneaking every night, we don't know. Because Umar was the one who was straightforward to open up his, then when the verse came, Allah has forgiven them, then we got to know that most people have gone home. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَالْآنَ بَاشِرُهُنَّ, until where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ السِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Alright? So those verses in chain, when you look at them. So there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the opportunity in the month of Ramadan, jima, or being sexual intercourse is haram from Fajr until Iftar. Remember, whether you eat or not, when the sun sets, you are not fasting. Naam.
وَالْأَقْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ,
والأكل والشرب, and also not only intercourse, أكل والشرب, eating and drinking is also becomes haram if the person is fasting, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in those verses, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطِ الْأَبْيَضِ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّوا الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ, as we made mention, it's a continuous verses, okay? So there also, وَجُوهُ الْإِسْتِدْلَالِ, that you can only eat after sunset, you can keep eating until Fajr, all right? And then you stopped again until the next day.
فَمَنْ فَعَلَ فِي نَهَارِ رَمَضَانَ شَيْئًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ,
so what we just mentioned, إِمَّا eating or drinking or sexual intercourse, مَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فِي نَهَارِ رَمَضَانَ, if you do that in the month of Ramadan, daytime, مِنْ غَيْرِ تَأْوِيلٍ قَرِيبٍ, without any explanation that you can justify, all right? وَلَا جَهْلٍ, or also it's not because of ignorance, فَعَلَيْهِ الْقَضَاءُ وَالْكَفَّارَ, that person will make up that day, and also kafara, the person will make expiation. Now we're going to explain this bit and stop there, right?
Sure.
Okay, so now what it meant by that is تَعْوِيلٍ قَرِيبٍ. If a person, for example, fuqaha has multiple questions, a person fasting the month of Ramadan and then has sexual intercourse, there are hukum and ruling depending on who orchestrated. Is it the man? Is it the woman? How did it start? All this, the ruling will come individually according to the story that was presented to the mufti. Alright? But what we say is ta'wilin qarib might be that you did not intend that. You were not planning that at all. Alright? You fall asleep and your partner came, fall asleep next to you. Before you realize you don't know one thing led to other, not intended at all. And then it led to sexual intercourse. At that moment, that is ta'wilin qareeb. Alright? Or not that. You just don't even know that fasting does not allow that. And then you found yourself in that situation. Or not just that. You know that, as we know, a person who is fasting is allowed to kiss his wife or the husband. But then, it was just that. But then, unfortunately, it led to stage where you cannot control. And then it led to that. Then all these fuqaha will look at your situation individually to be able to determine whether you have to do kafara. But if it's no excuse whatsoever, you just followed your desire in the daytime or morning after fasting, and then you went into this situation. In that situation, a person will fast one more day in the after month of Ramadan to make up this day, and 60 days consecutively kafara as expiation of that mistake that they did in the month of Ramadan. So it is very important, especially with the young ones that are getting married, they should try to control themselves in the month of Ramadan, not to get into that situation. Wallahu alam. We'll take any question on this, inshallah, if there are any. I think there are some online, is it?
Yep.
Naam.
What if the mad person that came to his senses after all these years does not live to fulfill all those missed fasting?
Yes, so what the person has to do is, the person will do as much as they do. If death comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them because they did not ignore it. Alright? They were trying to make it up, but life is short. They did not have enough lifespan to be able to make it up. Allah will not hold them responsible for what ajal has done to them. Now. That's all online. Any other question?